you know, I'm very disappointed in how we played today, and I, you know, the responsibility always comes right back to me, and I accept it. I told the players I just expected to see more. I expected to see quality execution, and really, quite frankly, we didn't get much of that. We didn't look like the team that played Sunday night in terms of, you know, the big play opportunities. We had a couple in the first half, and for one reason or another, weren't able to come through with the big play. We had two interceptions in the first half, didn't do anything with that. Threw a couple of very untimely interceptions ourselves and gave them point blank range. Just too little, too late. You know, you feel very frustrated, and when you are down in the goal line area and aren't able to score, you feel frustrated about that as well. You know, the one that we had scored, and then we get the holding penalty, and blah blah blah, back we go, and it was just too many penalties. We had 8 penalties today, which we haven't had. We're -1 in turnovers. They had the ball for 10 minutes more than we did. You got to stop the run. That's the number one thing that you have to do defensively, stop the run. Everything else feeds off that. We didn't do a very good job of that. I'm just disappointed.
Tom, with everything at stake, are you as puzzled?
Excuse me?
With everything at stake, are you as puzzled about the performance today? Have you ever been alone?
I was. As I said, I can't express it any more bluntly. I expected more.
Coach, was the game plan to have such little runs in that first half? You guys only ran the ball 5 times. No, it wasn't.
We plan to do more or have more. You know, we get stuck with the first 3 plays were, you know, 3 incomplete passes in a row. And had there been a first down, you would have had a good mix of run and pass. But that didn't take place. No, did we not plan? No. Our first, you didn't see many plays in the first half. The first 15 probably had more passes than runs, but not to an excessive extent. It just didn't work out the way we would have liked to. We would have liked to have more balance.
Tom, how would you tell people to kind of still believe in this team right now? I mean, are you struggling with that?
We have 2 more games. No, I don't struggle with that at all. We have 2 more games. They're very, very important games. We have to fight our tails off to try to, you know, make the best possible thing happen for us at the end. I told the players it'll be a short week. It'll go flying by fast. We're certainly going to have to prepare ourselves for this this next game, and both teams will have a short week, but nevertheless, all you can do is line up, prepare as hard as you can, and as we always do, play them one at a time. So hopefully we'll be able to do that and come back and have a better performance is really what it is. There just wasn't enough of that.
The first one that Hakeem dropped.
Devin Thomas is going to go through a series of tests to determine whether as I understand it, it's all preliminary, precautionary stuff. It sounded as if stinger versus maybe a disc or something of that nature, but they'll have to do the test and then discover that.
The first one that Hakeem dropped, it looked like.
Excuse me.
Looked like maybe the sun was in Hakeem's eyes on that first one. Did he mention that to you?
I didn't get that part, but as I said, there's an explanation. The same thing with Vic's ball. He didn't seem to locate it very well, so perhaps that had something to do with it.
That interception in the end zone that was supposed to go to Mario, Eli kind of just stood there and stared for a long time. What went wrong there? Did Mario not run the right?
I didn't have a very good line of sight with that one. We had some success with that type of play with Mario on the other end of it, and for whatever reason, it didn't appear that. That obviously that wasn't the case. I don't know what transpired in the verbiage between the two of them, but I'll have to see the play, and then you'll ask me about it tomorrow.
If they did have trouble locating the ball in the sun, Hakeem and Victor, is that something you think about when you decide what end to defend there early on? Does that come?
That wasn't the number one reason. No, the wind was a bigger factor than that. You know, we've had more intense days, but we're at the time of the year when there's a lot of guys that have a little trouble going on the first practice day of the week. So I didn't think much of it. But, you know, in a game of this nature, with what was at stake, I mean, I wouldn't go searching for things, but it certainly didn't play out the way we expected it to.
Your assessment of Prince, it looks like he didn't get a lot of playing time for the second half of the game.
Well, you know, again, I'll look at the tape, but it looked as if they threw the ball in that direction and we weren't having a lot of success. It wasn't just him, though. It wasn't just Prince.
Eli's obviously had a great year in elevating his team, but when he doesn't play up maybe to his own standards, how difficult is it on you guys to win?
Well, you need other people to, you know, you need to make that play down the middle of the field. You need to do some things when the ball is right there. I mean, it wasn't, you know, others have to rise up and play. I mean, obviously he's played extremely well, and we've depended on him tremendously. And when things weren't exactly as smooth as they have been, then somehow, some way, other people have to come to the front.
Coach, in the NFL, they use the term trap game a lot. Coming off the emotional win last week, were you somewhat concerned that this could be
No,
the game?
Not at all. We had you know, they had beaten us earlier in the year. They're a quality team. They played very many teams very close, lost some tough ball games themselves. But there was that wasn't even a consideration.
How's Ballard?
They're going to do all the tests on the knee.
The coverage issues are an every week thing at this point. What are you seeing, if anything, that indicates that you guys can make it better in the last couple of weeks?
We keep working at it. We keep trying. We keep, we keep maneuvering around and changing coverages and trying to get people in the best possible spots and trying to make sure we understand exactly what the opponent will do to us. And, you know, so that continues.